6:06 on the Central Coast. It is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I'm Dave Congleton. I remind you that I will be away the rest of the week. I'm off to New York. Hope to be back with you on Sunday and back all next week. So in this final hour before my vacation begins, we continue our conversation. We'll call you a conservative blogger.
Sure.
That's what you are.
Sure.
Matt Hoy. His blog is hoystory.com. We're getting his take on Las Vegas. We've been talking about the tragedy, and we've been talking about guns and gun control. And we're kind of inviting you to call in, and here's the question for today. If you could have some kind of gun control, what does it look like to you? What is your plan for getting guns under control in this country? Or do you agree with Matt that that's a pipe dream? 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Many people, I'm sure, Matt, me, Craig, we're all tired of the mass shootings. But now what do you do about it?
I don't know. I think the answer comes probably in the form of more mental health. I think that's the biggest problem. I think that's, you know, if you want to look at the kind of common strain throughout all of this, it's an issue of these people are nuts. Sane people do not go, you know, rent a corner room or two in the 32nd floor of a hotel and fire down indiscriminately on people gathered below.
Dirk's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Dirk.
Yeah, I was a repairman, basically a repairman in the Marine Corps a long time ago, but I was pretty good with a rifle, and I was a rifle range coach for a while. I wanted to correct him on the M16. There's a selective switch. It's for single fire, and you switch it over. It'll go to fully automatic, but it's recommended to only shoot in like 2 to 3 shot bursts because you'll melt the barrel and mess up the weapon. That's why this guy who was shooting last night, he was continuously shooting. So I couldn't figure it out. It sounded like a 223 varmint rifle, you know, M16 type to me, but he continues to shoot continuously. I don't think any new laws are going to make any difference whatsoever. The culture is rude. This guy just wants to go out and show some hate and discontent and ruin people's days who were having fun. He was some sad sack loser and all his money wasn't doing them any good. These are just forces in the culture, and it's just a human condition. You just endure it as best you can. That's all I got to say.
All right, Dirk, thank you. All right, he uses the word culture. It's our culture.
I certainly think that's part of it. I think you had a congressman practicing for a baseball game, and you know the for charity, and some nut, you know, gets full of hate and watching. And honestly, I've stopped watching most of television news. It just, you know, I'll get my news from newspapers, websites, you know, the online version, but just the arguing and the hate. I think our country with social media is really more divided and less tolerant of people who have opposing views than ever.
Greg is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Greg.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
And I think your guest should come on the show more. He's doing a great job.
Well, he's been on a lot. What are you talking about? He's been on a lot.
Okay. All
Jesus
right.
Jesus Christ.
My question is, I wanted to get your take on, there's been several videos, multiple angles, showing what looks like muzzle flashes from about the fourth floor in the hotel. And there's also multiple people saying it was, you know, multiple gunfire. Obviously, that could be echoes. But the clear video of what looks like muzzle flashes, automatic muzzle flashes, coming from about the fourth floor, I wanted to get your take on that.
It's begun already, the second gunman.
Yeah,
please.
There are so many lights in Las Vegas, flat. I mean, if you've been down there, I don't think you can characterize those necessarily as muzzle flashes. Those are reflections of something.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah, let's not go
let's ahead. Not necessarily yeah. Let's not unnecessarily complicate this.
Greg, anything else you want to talk about?
Well, no, I just agree with your guest. And if you look at the dialogue between congressmen on whether the freed slaves should own guns, it's clearly about individuals and not just organized militias. So we have that right.
All right, Greg, thank you.
You know, Second Amendment applies to citizens as individuals, not as a group.
Thomas is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Dave. Thanks again for a great show.
Thanks, Thomas. What's your take?
My take is I'm just wondering why Hollywood gets a pass and the gaming industry gets a pass when any of these shootings come up. I completely agree with your guest. I think he's right on with individual rights and guns. I completely agree. But how is it that, like, the gaming industry, that essentially it's a killing simulator, that the technology we have now, it's pretty much realistic, completely desensitizes our country to violence. We can pull up YouTube and we can watch people getting killed if we want. And then you have Hollywood with all of the movies are so blatantly violent, and then you have total hypocrite actors who come out against violence after they just make a giant movie glamorizing violence with guns. So I think we need to look at our country and what we're putting out in the media as at least partially the reason why we have a breakdown in our society. So thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate the show.
All right, Thomas. Thanks for your kind words. Matt?
I concur on the Hollywood hypocrites who, you know, condemn owning guns and at the same time making movie after movie glamorize.
Tell you a Jimmy Kimmel story.
Well, apparently Jimmy Kimmel went on, you know, last night and
10 minutes.
And spent 10 minutes on gun control and working off Chuck Schumer's notes, because that's where he gets all his information, is from Chuck Schumer. And he went on this rant, and comedian Patton Oswalt on Twitter went and pointed out that, hey, as you know, Kimmel's been talking about health care, he's been talking about, and he's had to up his security because he's been getting death threats.
I'm sure they don't carry guns.
And I'm sure his security just carries, I don't know, tasers, right, or I don't know.
Adrian's in Rio Grande on KVEC. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, how are you? I pretty much agree with your last caller, as I'm on the same page. I don't think there's a lot that really we can change, especially California. We've got the strictest. I think a lot of us have to do some inner reflecting, especially, you know, the people who are fortunate enough to, you know, have children or create new generations. We have to change us as a society. It's gotten terrible. I mean, I'm an 80s kid, and it's gotten so much worse just in my 30 years. There's just such a lack of connection to your fellow human being that you just see them as just an object. And I think a lot of parents need to sit down with their kids and, you know, have some real conversations and realize that, well, you know, there's some good parents out there. What you're allowing your kids to do or engage in or not engaging in your kids' life is helping perpetuate, you know, this problem that we have. I think a lot of it has to do, like your last caller said, society. We have to look inward. It's not the gun.
All right, Adrian, thank you for calling. And combine these last two calls, Adrian and Thomas. They're both hitting on the same point.
Yeah, it's hard to say it's something recent when, you know, this Las Vegas shooter is 64 years old.
Yeah, he probably wasn't into gaming.
He probably wasn't a gamer. Well, you know, video poker, apparently.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, he's not playing Call of Duty. But the other thing is you know, millions of people go and watch these movies. Millions of people play video games like Call of Duty or what, you know, I've played Call of Duty before. And you don't have millions of people going and shooting up their schools or shooting up concerts or doing this sort of thing. So it, you know, while for the mentally,
right, but
fragile.
But there is the lack of connection, because what I read about this guy, he didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
He just kind of kept to himself. He was disconnecting.
That's certainly the case. And he, you know, I'm not saying that social media necessarily connects you, but he didn't even have, you know, Facebook profile or something like that.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast. Pete is our next caller. Hey, Pete.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Pete, thanks.
One thing that's I'm thinking about right now is, why do I cry now when we have hundreds of people getting killed each and every year and no one's complaining? Like in Chicago, it's up to 500 murders, I believe. You know, talk should have been done a lot earlier, and we should be upset about those type of things too, instead of one crazy person who's doing what he did. He could have done the same kind of damage with a car bomb or driving through a crowd with a car or truck. I think this country really needs to check itself. All the money we've diverted away from social programs and from mental health programs, I think, is part of the issues.
All right, Pete, thanks for calling. We don't know yet about the mental status of this particular guy.
Well, other than he was nuts. But what, whether he had a history,
it could be a hate crime. I don't know.
It possibly. Well,
I don't know.
He could be. You know, it could be ISIS. We don't know.
We'll find out.
But you know, there's something to be said for, and you know, I was too young to kind of live through this, or you know, kind of be aware politically through this. But you know, in the 80s, when you had kind of the deinstitutionalization of a lot of the mentally ill, that upped your homeless problem.
Yeah.
I think it made it more difficult for you to.
Thank you, President Reagan.
And the ACLU, and you know,
President Reagan, and
the ACLU had a point. I mean, it's not necessarily the best thing to just institutionalize all the people, but I think we went too far the other direction.
Victor is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
We're good, Victor. How are you?
All right. I have a couple of comments.
Okay.
One is somebody called in and said it's about teaching your kids.
Yes.
And I agree 100%. I was a corpsman in the military, and I think a good, solemn sit-down with your children to talk about the difference between gunshots as they're portrayed on TV, where you get shot in the shoulder and you get up and keep going, and the real world of getting shot, where it tears you apart, is a very serious discussion I had with my son, and I think everybody should have it, because the portrayal of gunshots in the media and particularly the movies is so unrealistic, and they can be so devastating, even minor gunshot wounds. The second thing is, I would say is, you know, gun control, I think Europe's learned some lessons about they're not having this issue with guns, but if not guns, people are renting tractor trailers and driving them into people. So this question about is it groupthink or individual? I don't know, but if not guns, there are other weapons. And I think we're seeing that happen. Clearly we've got people who are not okay mentally. And that's my comment.
All right, Victor, thank you for calling in.
If you've got hate in your heart, you're going to find a way to do something, whether that's illegally buying a gun, whether that's getting in a Dodge Charger and driving down a street trying to run people down. Evil tends to find a way.
Matt Hoy on the Dave Congleton Show. Let's hear from Greg on KVEC. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Hey.
I think a lot of it, you know, the media makes violence look cool. You know, they have... Everybody's got a gun, and everybody's a cop, and everybody's a hero. And if you don't have a gun, you're not cool. And then, like, now even, like, these, like, pretty girls are like, that's guns, you know? And then the video games, guns, kill. So the media just saturates people, and it's, like, a way of getting attention. But my other point was, I think I kind of disappointed in the singer guy of that band, because you could see on that film where he had a few seconds, he saw what was happening. He kind of looked for a second, and then he ran. And he had time to warn people. He should have said, hey, take cover. People are being shot. But he was like a chicken and ran. So whoever that guy was, I'm not going to buy any of his albums.
Oh, leave the guy alone.
Hey, it's true.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're in a band and something like that happens, you have an obligation to your audience, first and foremost, to try to help them. Within reason. He had some time. He could have done it.
Have you been in a situation like that, Greg?
I've been in situations close to that, where there's been gunplay.
Where people have been firing
guns at me.
When people have been firing at you?
They didn't necessarily weren't trying to kill me, but they were firing past me, and you could hear the bullets whizzing by and the ricocheting off stuff, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I'm also a musician in a band, so like I know I have certain responsibilities if I'm on a microphone and a loudspeaker, you know, and there's 20,000 people out in front of me, and I have a few seconds to, you know, yell instead of just run, because they didn't know what's going on. People had no clue. They were continuing to party while people were being shot. And so somebody had to warn them, and those guys have the equipment to do that. They could have even done it off stage, probably, you know, and then help do some direction off stage where they're undercover. So, I don't know, this organization, you know, every man for himself kind of a thing. It's America, you know. They did it to the Native Americans. It's
all right. No, okay. All right. Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
They're but for the grace of God go I. I can't condemn someone in that
we weren't there. We weren't there.
And you know, I've when I was working it as a bagger at an Alpha Beta down in La Mesa, California, in high school. I was working one night. Two guys ran in the exit, pulled out a gun, fired a gun into the ceiling, and was robbing the Alpha Beta. And I was outside gathering carts, and I, you know, saw this happen from about 40 feet away. And I ran across the little strip mall that this was in to the little yogurt place that was still open, and I scared the bejesus out of the two girls working there, yelling, "They're robbing the Alpha Beta!" And, you know, I don't blame anyone who's been in that sort of situation for, no, you know, behaving reasonably.
Judge,
you know,
not, lest ye be judged.
2020, hindsight's 2020.
Let's squeeze in Kevin before the break. Hey, Kevin. Kevin, you there? Kevin is not there. All right, we'll be back. This is News Talk 920 AFM 96.5 KVEC. Matt Hoy is going to continue with us after news at the bottom of the hour, but we're talking about Vegas and guns, and we've been all over the place, theories of second gunmen and chastising the lead singer. But I still am asking a fundamental question. What do you want to see in terms of gun control? Those of you who are saying enough is enough, you want something done about guns, well, what is it? What's your solution? And you don't have to be, I don't expect you to be an expert on things, but just, you know, what's your gut reaction? So we're welcoming your phone calls at 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. John's at Arroyo Grande on KVEC. Hi, John.
Hey there.
Hi, John.
You know, as tragic as Las Vegas was, you know, to push the limitations of, you know, capacity of a rifle, it doesn't really do anything. You know, I did some reading, and tragically, you know, 60 people died, but that 12,000 people were murdered in America last year. You know, in Chicago, it was over 700. So the real debate is whether, you know, we should have guns or not, rather than picking apart the Second Amendment. You know, I'm a staunch Second Amendment guy, but at least I'd like to have an honest debate about it rather than just, you know, attacking one gun or something. Does that make any sense?
Sure. And we'll pursue this from when we come back. If you want to call back in, John, we'll give you some more time. But here's California headline news. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. All right, Craig, thank you. We're welcoming your phone calls for Matt Hoy, 543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. We're talking guns, and I'm trying to ask a question here. I think it's a fundamental question. For those of you who want some kind of gun control, you want something done because of Vegas or Charleston or Aurora, Colorado, what exactly do you want? What does it look like? 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Tracy calls from Paso Robles on KVEC. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Tracy.
Just want to instill a thought for folks out there. I'm going to paraphrase a document from the Federalist Papers written by Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers.
Right.
Now, I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember a word for word.
Okay.
And this, by the way, for those around there, the Federalist Papers were arguments back in the day to support the adoption of the first 10 amendments to our Constitution, which are called the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Just for those who don't know.
Right.
So Thomas Jefferson and other people who wrote these things had similar documents and wording. When the government is feared by the people, you have tyranny. When the people When people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. This was the single best argument for the right of the people to keep and bear arms as a last resort against government-imposed tyranny. Now, something else this morning on a different talk show, somebody was theorizing about what this man's motives were, possibly, or whatever. One thing that was brought up is that a woman some time ago, whose name I don't remember, was some kind of a sociologist or something, and she came up with a theory that as a free society becomes more bureaucratized, it will see more random acts of violence because the frustration dealing with the bureaucracy will increase exponentially over time. Who knows? This guy had no record, but he obviously planned. He's obviously crazy.
As far as
what do we do with guns, guns aren't the problem. You know, it's an old adage. It's an old cliche. It is people. This man was crazy.
Killing
hundreds of people.
So, Tracy, you're a smart guy. How do you keep a crazy guy then from getting 49 guns?
I don't know. I just know that guns are not the problem. We don't need new gun laws. This man violated literally dozens of laws that were already on the books. These laws are on the books that say you can't do what he did, but he did it anyway.
All right.
So, I mean, you know, the law doesn't stop the criminal. It doesn't stop the crazy person. All it does is the person like you and I, we're law-abiding citizens. Hey, we're not going to do that because it's against the law.
Sure.
We might disagree with the law. We might fight to change the law through a proper way. This guy was crazy.
Tracy.
How to stop him, but guns aren't the problem.
All right, I know.
The problem is people.
I appreciate the call. You've said that three times.
Yeah, we're not going to do something like this guy did because we have morals, we value other people's lives, and we're not completely nuts. Law, you know, I don't need a law to tell me that murder is wrong.
Maybe we should confiscate. Maybe we should just go house to house and confiscate the guns.
You want to start a civil war? That's a good first step.
All right, Tracy, thank you. I think we have Phil in Paso on KVEC. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
We're good. Is this Phil? Am I right?
You're right.
Hi, Phil. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I wanted to comment because they always bring this up, that it was Ronald Reagan who closed all the institutions. It wasn't him. It was the fact that they had to sit a board of psychiatrists and attorneys, and there were like 10 people that had to be sitting in that room for every mentally ill person in the country. And because of the cost of all that, they just let it go. And I'm actually part of all of that because my mother was mentally ill, and I have issues for myself, and I see a psychiatrist. And I'm saying to anybody out there who has problems, if they need to do something, they better go see help. That's all I have to say.
I'm glad you said it, Phil. Thank you, and best wishes to you.
Thank you, yes.
543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. We go to Kevin in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Kevin.
I'm not the Kevin that hung up, by the way.
That's fine.
I think the hardest thing for both sides to hear is you can't fix this. Regulating rifles down to 10 bullets and all these... If you understand firearms, you know how crazy the regulations are. If you don't, you probably don't understand. But a guy named David Burke crashed a PSA jet into the hill at Paso Robles years ago and killed 43 people. Timothy McVeigh killed 168 people. Neither of those guys used guns. Guns serve a purpose. It's a lot more nebulous of a purpose to the free country we have right now. But the purpose is very important, and it's a very tough argument to suggest that the loss of life is less important than the purpose of firearms in our Constitution.
But Kevin,
that's a really difficult argument to make.
But Kevin, do we do nothing?
No, we're not doing nothing. We've got all kinds of regulations. We've got the background checks and you know, all these little teeny regulations on whether you can have a little circular device on the end of the barrel. We do lots, and we could deal with mental health and address it in tons of ways. Just like hundreds, thousands of people get killed in vehicles, and safety regulations evolve. But you can't infringe on a constitutional right and the importance of the citizenry to defend against tyranny. And that's a really hard thing for certain people to swallow, because they don't have use for a gun in their life in their present view.
And before Matt responds, where exactly does it say because of tyranny we need to have guns?
Well, that's been stated over and over in the Federalist documents and in court rulings. Yeah. Judge Brzezinski, and I don't have the quote in front of me, you know, wrote that this is necessary to defend against tyranny of the majority and undermining of the Constitution. And it's not something that's readily at hand, so people don't feel that we need it right now. But if you did, you'd want it.
Matt?
Yeah, the again, the Bill of Rights is something that it doesn't give us rights. It recognizes rights that we already have, what the founders called, you know, rights given to us by the Creator. Right. It set aside some things and basically said, look, these are things that are not negotiable. These are outside kind of the normal political debate. If you want to change something in the Bill of Rights, there is a process, and it requires an overwhelming majority in the House and in the Senate right. and in the states. And if you can convince enough people to do that, that's the way gun control people should be going.
Anything else you want to say, Kevin?
Yeah, if the Hollywood types, the Jimmy Kimmels, the Hillary Clintons, whoever, want to get rid of their armed guards, if Hollywood wants to cancel the John Wick, the Jason Bourne series, send it the way of Little Rascals and never show it ever again, let them lead the way if they're so hot on these gun issues. Stop showing gun movies. But they won't, because the dollars are more important to them than their own ethics that they espouse.
All right, Kevin, I'm glad you called. Thank you. We've got Rick in DePomo on KVEC. Hi, Rick.
Hi. I may be off topic a little bit, but I'm wondering if anybody brought up, maybe this guy wasn't by himself. Maybe it just appears like he was.
Well, they've declared his ex-wife or girlfriend, the woman in the Philippines, to be a person of interest.
Right, no, Matt? I mean that there was somebody else in the room with him that got out before. For all we know, that other person killed him. I'm just saying, there could be other possibilities here. I'm just curious.
And
there's no evidence of that. It's people.
But how would you know if there were so many guns up there, and he was shooting from two different windows, and nobody? I mean, he was up there by himself or with another person for quite some time. I'm just saying, how do we actually know? Because people are very good about covering their tracks.
Right.
Anyway, just a thought.
Well, before you go, say there was a second person. What difference would that make?
Just what the intent of the whole, what was the purpose of it? To freak out America? I don't know. I'm just saying, I just don't know. What was really going on, and people are very clever at covering their tracks, that's all.
We'll have to see. All right, Rick.
Two things. It's very early.
Yeah.
There's no evidence of it. And here's the other thing. Those casinos have cameras
everywhere.
Yeah. We'll know if there was more than one person coming in and out of that room. And
we go to Bill in Shell Beach. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, there's a couple of points. I'm glad you got this guy on. This is pretty interesting. There's a couple of points, you know, this thing about tyranny. There's a concept, you know, the difference between being a subject and a citizen is, you know, is the armed citizen. You know, who's answering to who kind of deal. And one thing I wonder about, it's slightly off topic, but, you know, you had 700 murders so far in Chicago.
In Chicago. You're the third
black
guy to mention Chicago.
Sorry?
You're the third
black
guy.
Black on black. Well, wait a minute. It's black on black, and you're talking about, and we're saying, well, and usually they say, well, they're bringing their guns in from out of state. But if you go to Europe, where guns are basically banned, the terrorists are nicely armed with, you know, AKs and all kinds of stuff that's coming in from Pakistan and Afghanistan. You know, and as for citizens standing up to the military, let's stipulate we're not going to sell F-16s to citizens, but, you know, the Taliban stood up to the Russians and to the United States, you know, quite nicely, and they're using, you know, they've got backwater communications and guns. The idea that armed citizens could not stand up to a really hyper, and I'm not saying we're going there, that's not the point, but there's this perception on the part of Washington when they look at the citizens, who's working for who? And this question, well, what is this? And this is a very good question. What is this last law that's going to close the book? That's all the gun laws we need, and we're never going to have to come back and do more gun laws because we got everything we need to answer our question. And, of course, it's an unanswerable question.
Well, but that's why I'm trying to ask it tonight. Matt, what do you say to Bill?
When I was guest hosting for you last time, I had on Craig DeLuz of the Firearms Policy Coalition. And I asked him that exact question. I said, what is the last gun law they need in the state of California? What is the last thing? And he said, it's never going to end. They're always going to find something else.
All right, Bill, thank you. I mean, is like Chicago a talking point with Rush Limbaugh?
I don't know. I haven't listened to Rush Limbaugh in a few years.
All right, I swear. Carson's in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Carson.
Hey, before we get into the grassy knoll business from the last caller talking about conspiracy theories and things like that, I read an article today that said the guy actually videoed himself committing the act.
Really?
So that's how we would know, theoretically.
Yeah,
I saw that
he set up cameras, but he was videoing himself too.
I don't know. I've heard maybe there were cameras inside the room and maybe there were cameras outside so he can monitor the police response when they finally came. We'll find out. Again,
anyway,
you know,
I just read that today. So
we're less than 48 hours into this. So.
Carson, what's your reaction to Vegas?
Well, in terms of it's disgusting. What else is there to say?
From a gun,
it's tragic. It's disgusting.
From a gun perspective, do you want something done about guns?
I don't know. I don't know that I do want something done about guns. I mean, I think that there are issues, certainly. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the initial thing that goes through my head is, well, how do you stop this? Will you take everyone's guns away is my only response. And I don't think that that's an appropriate response. So I don't know what the answer is.
All right.
So I don't think people should have their guns taken away. I think that's ridiculous. But obviously this is a really, really big problem.
It is.
And I don't know. Nobody has the answer, clearly, because here we are again, unfortunately.
Good to hear from you, Carson. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we don't have an answer. And I am generally opposed to more gun control and more gun regulation.
Well, let me ask you this point blank. You say we don't have the answer, but are we looking for an answer?
I don't know. My perspective on the gun control advocates is I'm not sure they're looking for an answer. I think they're touting an issue. And it's been a losing issue.
I think they're looking for an answer. And I think they believe this is the answer. I just don't.
I don't know how they can believe it, honestly.
Right. Well, we'll get Mike's in Morro Bay. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, Dave?
Good, Mike. Thanks.
Great discussion. Hey, I think maybe we don't have the answer, but apparently the Australians have the answer. And I think the first thing we need to do in the United States is adopt word for word what the Australians have done, because apparently it works, number one. Number two, if we did do that half an hour ago or a couple days ago before this happened, how would it have affected this guy? I don't have all the details of the Australian plan, but would it have stopped this guy? Would it have prevented it? And number three, a quick one, back to the bands talking about it. I don't think the Angels of Death Metal in Paris last year said a word. I think when the shooting started and the band was playing, the band tried to get the hell out just like everybody else, as far as I know. So I would not get on Jason Aldean at all.
I wouldn't either. Mike, thank you. We weren't there. No way to judge. So Australia, see if I remember. 1996, they had a mass shooting.
Right.
They had a program. They bought back guns. They outlawed certain guns.
That's always a misnomer.
And they haven't had a mass shooting in 21 years. Take no, that, no,
they,
Mr. Hoy.
No, they had a mass shooting. They had a terrorist with a shotgun who shot a bunch of people a year or two ago.
But non-terrorism.
What does it matter?
Well,
a bunch of people still died.
Well, but I'm breaking this out from a terrorist attack. This is a civilian gone crazy and shooting places up. Had that been happening in Australia? I thought overall it had been successful.
Well, there hadn't been a whole lot of mass shootings in Australia before what was called the Port Arthur massacre.
Right.
Australia, yes, they passed a law. This isn't something you can do without in the U.S. without repealing the Second Amendment. You got to repeal the Second Amendment first.
Okay.
And calling it a gun buyback makes it sound like, hey, here, turn in your gun, you get money. First off, the people never bought the guns from the government, so they're not really buying them back. It was a gun confiscation, and they give you some money for it.
Well, they bought the guns.
But it wasn't a buyback.
But did the people voluntarily give up the guns?
The estimate is people voluntarily turned in somewhere between 20 and 33% of all guns.
Right. Well, they must have done something right. Been kind of quiet over there.
Suicide rates did not fall, though there was a shift towards less use of guns. Homicides continued a modest decline that was occurring anyways.
But no mass shootings. Chris is in Morro Bay. Hey, Chris.
Hey, quick point about Australia.
Sure.
The population of Australia is just a small fraction of what the U.S. is. I think it's less than Los Angeles. So, I mean, that's something to take into consideration right there, and I'll leave it at that. Thanks. Bye.
All right. So they have a smaller population.
Well, that's something to take into account. I know you were saying, hey, why are we having so many mass shootings here in the U.S.?
Right.
We've got 320-plus million people. We're going to have more mass shootings than a country with 50 million people, kind of the way odds, you know,
but Australia's
math
had,
works.
Australia's had one in 20 years. They must be doing something, right?
From the Crime Prevention Research Center, comparing annual death rate from mass public shootings, U.S., Canada, and Europe from January 29 to December 2015. You want to know the death rate per million, the number one country. Norway. The Andres Breivik assassination.
Right. Yeah.
Again, if you're adjusting for population,
right,
the U.S. was 11th behind Norway, Serbia, France, Macedonia, Albania, Slovakia, mm-hmm, Switzerland, Finland, Belgium, and the Czech Republic.
Now recalculate that. How many have we lost versus these other countries? I bet you no one's even close.
Because we have a population of 300-plus million to start with.
And we have...
You have to compare per capita.
Otherwise, it's kind of meaningless. I'm just taking a position here, but... The other thing that distinguishes us, Matt, is that we begin with an assumption that we are entitled to guns.
This is true.
No other country that I am aware of has that assumption.
I believe that's true, yes.
Okay.
We are unique as far as that goes. Yes.
And to me, that's what fosters this problem, along with all the great calls we've had tonight about our culture and mental illness and what we see on TV. The gun is just a handy way.
Yes.
All right.
But again, you want to compare us to other countries, you've got to do it on a per capita basis.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Then we're going to lose in just about everything just because we've got more people.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back and wrap things up. Matt's going to be guest host for me during the second half of the show tomorrow. We'll give him a chance to preview the conversation. I'm Dave Congleton. You're listening to News Talk 920 FM 96.5 KVEC. We invite you to stick around. Buck Sexton with America Now. Up-to-the-date analysis and commentary of the news of the day follows ABC Radio News. Andy Morris, Scott Taylor have you covered with First Look from 6 to 9. As I've been telling you, I'm going to be away for the rest of the week, off on my big trip to New York. But we have a variety of guest hosts, including Mr. Matt Hoy, tomorrow night from 5 to 7. What do you have tomorrow night, Matt?
Tomorrow night for the first hour, I've got John Stokes of Cuesta College. We are going to talk about the Skills USA program in local high schools and preparing students for trade jobs as opposed to, you know, you don't necessarily need to get a 4-year degree to make a living here.
All right. And then the second guest?
The second hour, I will have Dr. Roy Spencer, who is a climate scientist, and we're going to talk about Al Gore. We're going to talk about whether climate change is to blame for the two hurricanes that hit Houston and Florida.
All right. We got Steve in Lompoc on KVEC. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. I just wanted to make a point about the weapons that are being used. Everybody's talking about the AR-15 and all this semi-automatic and fully automatic stuff. And back in 1857, there was a group of wagon trains traveling across America with over 140 people that were slaughtered in cold blood with nothing but normal weapons. And this was done by the Mormon Church. And just to make the point that it's not the weapons, it's the people and their motives.
We're out of time. Thank you, Steve. I'm not touching that one. Final thoughts, Mr. Hoy. I got about 30 seconds.
My final thought would be this. For those who are talking about assault weapons and wanting to ban assault weapons, I would encourage you to go to a local gun shop here in town, in SLO, in Paso, wherever, and ask people what an assault weapon is. Go in there. Those people know a lot. And compare an assault weapon to any other semi-automatic rifle and basically, you know, what's the functional equivalent? And if you want to ban assault weapons, you need to be able to define them.
All right, Matt Hoy, thank you. Have fun tomorrow.
Thank you. I will.
Craig Hill, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you on Monday. I'm Dave Congleton. Be well.